I have a confession, something to tell you. Let's get into it. So, where do we go with this one? So, I really wanted to let you know that I have recently, if you've noticed in the last few podcasts, I've basically moved over to YouTube a little bit, and I was experimenting with the sound of using YouTube audio onto podcasts, which in some ways worked. However, I just didn't think it massively worked for me. And I think it does kind of work in one way, but in another way, not. I'm just really confused. So I just wanted to talk to you about podcast and YouTube and that kind of thought of where I've been at and why I'm doing both. I feel like I might have touched on that previously, but not really explicitly talked about it. So the first thing to really talk about is podcasts and why I'm here. And the reason for that is because it's really given me a great deal of confidence in being able to talk openly about digital products and services. And it gives me a real good space to be able to reflect and talk about certain things that have been said within digital and the work I do and that kind of stuff. And I just feel like that's been of interest to some people. And through the podcast, I have then felt like objectively looking at the listener readership. Well, the listenership, is that what they call it? So basically, I'm doing all right. So that means it's a good thing. I'm happy. You guys are happy. So, you know, let's carry this thing on. However, I did stop doing YouTube and then felt the desire and the urge to do it again. And then I somehow did it. Just kind of went, I'm going to do it. And I'm a little bit, I remember now the feeling of being gutted because you do take up your time and your life is gone, or the day or two that you have. But it's at the same time, it's a thing that you do. So you need to commit to it. But I was faced with this really interesting sort of proposition in my mind of doing these YouTube videos. And then I realized the nuances and stuff about YouTube, which means I need to get the title right. I need to get them. I need to do the whole thing. But after recording it and then editing it, I was promising myself it wouldn't take too long. And it didn't. It took less time because I sort of changed and tweaked some of the ways I might do YouTube. So then the natural thing for me was to not do a podcast because I could just lift the sound. And that's what I did. So that's kind of my confession, really, is that I don't think people might realize, but I do. And my promise for all of the content I make, I suppose, it is for all of the content I make that I'm just myself as much as I can be, rather than pretending to be someone else or trying to just cheat you out of really good content. And before, I'd never had that mindset. So we've kind of moved from podcasts to what's happened on YouTube. Back to where I started, which was my essence and my ethos of all of this, which is that I feel like I need to keep it real. That's never thought I'd say that and mean it, but keep it real is actually not a bad way to say. I just want to be giving you the best content I possibly can. And I think I'm sort of doing that a little bit. I just found it now hard to then consider how that actually works, which is that the content is different. So the content for podcast is so different to YouTube. It's unbelievable. Like right now, I'm just so chilled out and I'm just talking to you. I'm just saying a whole bunch of stuff. And this isn't necessarily scripted. As I've said before, it's just a few bullet points. But I feel like I'm allowed to have the moments where I pause. And in some of my speech, the way you can tell it's authentic is I double on what I say, like human beings do. And then when I talk, I'll go, and I'll stretch out my words, because if I want to think while I'm talking and making a sound, I should be allowed to do that. And I feel like I can do this more in podcasts. And if I had a second or third person, then obviously the rules would change slightly. But even then, you'd see this bleeding of conversations overlapping, because that's what happens in the normal world. And I think that's fine to do that. Whereas on YouTube, you can't do that. So everything is really cut, it's really polished, and it's really like in your face. It's very, very, you have to get the right notes. And there was a video that, again, the reason why I did and I still want to do YouTube is because, just like podcasts, I looked and I realized that I am growing into these and I am doing something good, particularly on one video. And just like in podcasts, where I've sounded myself out to say, actually, I'm doing the right thing, I need to stay here, but maybe not do YouTube, just stick to podcasty style podcasts, not ripping off anything. I'm purely now going to, my thinking is just to do podcasts the way I did, just carry on being me doing podcasts. And then at the same time, do YouTube. So I've got an extra thing to do. But the editing process was a trick, because it takes a while anyway. And I'm at the point where I have diagrams now on how long someone listens to a particular video. And what I can see as a trend on YouTube is people tend to listen to the first 30 seconds and then switch off. So my goal is to really make that far more audible, visually impactful, and really go for it. But the transition of that, and translation of that, and just hearing how it sounds on podcast, it would not be right. So my thought is that it could be right in some ways to do that if it was just talk, I suppose. So if you were doing a podcast that was a talks kind of a podcast and you recorded it, I mean, arguably you could edit that down, and then the audio on that would be fine, I imagine. However, I want to make really, really good. And for some reason, I just am not happy with just okay. Like, I want really good, like decent quality polished YouTube videos, because the ones that I'm making, I feel like there is still a little bit not where I want them to be. And I know that's definitely the case for the camera, because the camera I've got is horrendous, but still visible. So for now, I'm okay with that. So that does bring me back to the fact that I've looked at these analytics on YouTube and on podcast land. And my feeling is that if it ain't broke, then don't try and fix this. Don't try and remold it. Don't change it. I just need to stick to what I've got, which is beautiful, wonderful little podcast channel. And I've got a wonderful little YouTube channel that I keep trying to do but failing on. And now I'm doing it again. So the idea is to continue that. And it's going to be interesting to see that fold, unfold out into whatever it might become. But for the life of me, since doing it, I think I can see how this is going to go. Like the growth of that YouTube channel for me means I have to deliver very precise content that have certain words in them, or I just say stuff and take the best bits. And for podcasts, for me, that's just not the way, because I should be able to be a little bit more human or authentic. It sounds weird, but I think I can be to some degree good at that on YouTube. But the nature of YouTube and getting people in, it just feels like it's not, it feels authentic, but it actually isn't, because there's a whole bunch of hooks and sounds and different things that go on that we're just not aware of. So I just wanted to keep you up to date, really, and say, hey, I've tried these things. And I think one of the things that I've always wanted to do was and sort of have this place of and be in a position where I can try different things, but I can also reflect on them and tell you about my journey as I go along. And this is definitely one of those episodes where I just needed to pause for a second and say, hey, I've got something to tell you. previous videos are maybe more YouTube led. And I think it can help me to create better content and certainly to generate blog posts that might be really good. But I do feel like equally the YouTube stuff might be different, and I'm still figuring out how that works. And that's it for me, really. I think I'm going to talk more about logo brand digital kind of growth in the next podcast. So I'm going to save some of that for that time. I just want to say a big thank you for listening. Please consider, see, I don't need to say liking and subscribing, but you please do like, comment, subscribe on these podcast channels. And the fact that I'm saying podcast kind of does tell you that if you go back and listen to them, I didn't say podcast posts, I just said posts. So I did feel a little bit like I was cheating, but now I can just tell you the truth. Just hit me up or share whatever you need to do. Tweet me at TNToes. And thank you for listening. Take care. Until next time, see you soon.